This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibodeau.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this a Monday evening. I'm Peter Rosenberg at Rosenberg Radio on Twitter and Instagram.
Start off tonight, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
You scary, bro.
And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Fear no one.
And a special shout-out to RJ and Andrew, who have been working their tails off to make things go in the new studio. Apparently, it's not always simple when you move your entire operation to a different building. So they are doing a ton of work to keep us afloat, and it's appreciated. Guys, are you ready for some ENN action?
Yeah.
Let's start off with the Giants game yesterday against Washington, shall we?
Shall we?
Keyshawn was on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning on 98.7. And he said the Giants could still make the playoffs.
The Giants might make the playoffs. They might win the division.
We have a chance.
are you still on this train?
No, listen, think about it. The only team that has crushed them was the San Francisco 49ers. They've been in every other game.
But you got to win some of those games.
Now, I understand that. But the fact that they were able to steal that win yesterday, you build on that. This division's horrible.
They have two wins. It's against the same team.
They two wins against the same team. How many does the Eagles have?
They're 3-4-1.
Okay, so they got one more win than a tie.
Stop hating, Zubin.
They might. I didn't say they were. I said they might.
They got the Eagles next week.
They got the Eagles next week. They beat the Eagles now, but they're even. Except the tie.
Right.
Zubin, it feels like you have a lot of hate.
I just don't want to be, this is a wild take, but like 1-7, it's hard to make the playoffs when you go 1-7 out of the game.
But they might go 7-9 and win the division. Think about it. What if they go 7-9 and win the division?
I don't think they have 7-9 in them, but if 6-10 can, we said at the time, the Eagles tie is going to save their butt.
Yeah, it might.
I think the Eagles are the best team in this division when healthy, but
what does that mean though? Are they ever going to be healthy?
You know, are they going to get healthy? Is Carson Wentz going to stop making rookie decisions? If the Giants win on Sunday, and that's a huge if because they never beat the Eagles, and it seems like how many times we've said, even the last time they played this year, hey, they beat the Eagles. Remember a couple of years ago in Sherman, if they beat the Eagles. They haven't been able to do it, so that's a huge if. But if they were to do it, they'd be 3-2 in the division. And, you got teams like Cincinnati on your schedule. Dallas is certainly beatable.
But Cincinnati's better than the Giants and Washington. We both have them on the schedule, but are they? They're not worse.
No, but if they beat the Eagles, that'd be winning 2 in a row.
And now you start to dream then. They win 2 in a row, you start to dream.
There is a path. I'm not saying that it's a path that they'll take, but I agree with Keyshawn. You can't ignore it. If they beat Philadelphia, that there is a possibility that because of and then they'd have to beat Dallas the last game of the season, which make them 4-2 in the division, which means they might not have to win 7. Because if you're tied it with 6 wins, right? With, let's say, Washington, you'd have the tiebreakers.
Yeah, but not if the Eagles get to 6-1.
But not Philadelphia because of that tie. You're right. So,
let's, staying on that game, of course, Jabril Peppers, some say leg-whipped Kyle Allen. Some say fell into him.
Ron Rivera saw nothing wrong with it.
Who did?
Ron Rivera said there was nothing dirty about it.
So, let's.
Well, it was illegal. It was a penalty. Deserved a penalty.
Yeah, but it wasn't dirty.
But
Rivera said he got cut, and as he was going down, he saw Kyle trying to boot outside. Again, that's just a guy trying to make a play. I don't think it's a dirty play. It's just a guy trying to make a play.
Here's the thing, all right? I don't think he meant to break his leg.
Of course not.
Of course not. I mean, he's a good kid, and I don't think he meant any harm. It's an illegal play.
And that's why.
And the reason it's illegal is because when you leg whip like that, that's what could happen, right? So he has to be held accountable for that. So for Rivera to say, I saw nothing wrong with it, that's moron talk. No, it is. I mean, it was illegal. But I don't think he meant to hurt him.
Let's hear from Jabril Peppers on what happened with Kyle Allen.
Everything happened so fast. I tried to just bull rush the running back, but he kind of got under me a little bit. And I tried to, like, spin out of it. You know, it was like a weird kind of play. You know what I mean? I didn't intentionally try to, you know, leg whip him or whatever the penalty was. I was just trying to play hard, you know, get him on the ground.
You know, it's amazing when those unfortunate, really hideous-looking injuries happen, right away, Peppers backs away. They don't even want to look. The official starts waving. And it's like everybody panics and realizes what a violent...
I know. Really, Peppers backed up like 20 yards.
Oh, my goodness. They get scared because they're, but for the grace of God, go I.
And did you see, like, when Allen's leg flipped around, like, his whole foot was wobbling off?
Yeah, I can't.
It was horrifying. And I got to tell you, how much tougher are they than us? 3 minutes later, he's on the little cart waving and smiling and acting okay. I had a separated shoulder. If that happened to me,
I would probably go into coronary arrest.
I know. I had a separated shoulder in a charity softball game, and no one heard the end of it. Kyle Allen's expected to have ankle surgery. They won't know yet how long he'll be out, but he's expected to have surgery soon. And with the Washington football team, you just hope he's okay and survives surgery. Alex Smith will be the starter going forward, which means now that Dwayne Haskins is back as the backup. Ron Rivera said, quote, Haskins now has an opportunity to see how to truly prepare for a game as a starter, yeah, and hopefully Dwayne will take it that way. I mean, God, could you say less about Dwayne Haskins?
You know, we got, I shouldn't say we, Alex Smith, I guess, robbed himself of what would have been an amazing story.
Oh, yeah. The end of that game?
You know, if he gets him in overtime or he gets a game-winning touchdown drive, he threw for over 300 yards. He played well, except for those, you know, those were two costly mistakes.
Well, no. The first couple of drives, he looked completely lost.
Right.
And then the last couple of drives, coming out of the half,
he was money. But he made the adjustments, and the whole team made adjustments because Ron Rivera is a really good coach, and they were the better team in the second half. Giants were the better team in the first half, and
but those they, picks were the first
picks
pick.
Were killer.
The first pick that Alex threw at the end of the game, the first of the final two, reminded me of the things that were killing Daniel Jones for in his second year.
No,
and it was a complete force.
Now we haven't brought this up a lot because we like him and he's part of our team. You know, one of the big things about Riddick Bowe, he was Riddick Bowe.
Oh,
Lewis Riddick. He kept saying they had to draft Dwayne Haskins. He was really wrong.
Apparently
really
so.
Wrong.
Yeah, that was... But
that was his big thing. Giants are crazy. All the teams up top had to pick Dwayne Haskins. He was better than all of them. He was wrong.
I mean, so far, unless it's because Washington's defunct, but what you've seen from him so far is not great play and not a kid who's particularly mature for his age. It was pretty crazy that they don't have Haskins even active yesterday. So if Kyle Allen gets hurt, you're now reliant on Alex Smith, which is exactly what happened. Do you know who the Washington's backup was yesterday?
Ron Rivera.
They would have gone to tight end Logan Thomas if Alex Smith went down.
Yeah.
Well, and the fact that they're starting, you know, Alex Smith... I mean, they have no regard for Haskins. I mean, maybe it's because the division is winnable, but don't you want to see if you have anything with Haskins?
Well, that's exactly it, because right now, if this is a normal division, Haskins plays the rest of the year because you're not going anywhere. You're 2-7. But because the division's still open...
Yeah, they're going for it.
You're going to go for it.
And by the way, even with the loss yesterday, you're still going for it.
But, you know, we've been throwing a lot of compliments at the Giants finally winning. That first interception of that second-to-last drive from Peppers, right, returns it to the 45-yard line. You can't go 3-and-out there.
No.
I mean, awful. They've got a chance, get a first down, and they don't touch the ball again. Not only do they don't do anything, a great field position. You don't even get, like, a field goal out of it. You know, and then you give them the ball right back, and at that point, I'm like, all right, well... The Washington's playing so well, the Giants could be able to come up with a stop there, and they did. I give them credit. You know, you can fault the quarterback all you want, but the Giants got those turnovers at the end of the game, and they won the game, and they deserved to win because I thought they were overall, especially in the first half, the better team. But you can't go 3-and-out there at your own 45-yard line. with a chance to ice the game. That's awful.
Peter, I have legitimate breaking news that if we give it now, we'll put ENN on the map.
Okay.
Ryan Rucco got married over the weekend.
What?
To his fiancée, Andrea.
Awesome.
They were going to get married in Italy this past July. That was called off because of COVID. Then they had rescheduled for possibly next July, and they just decided to throw their hands up and go, you know what, let's just get married. And family, close family was there because of COVID restrictions, and Ryan sent me some beautiful pictures, so congratulations to Ryan and Andrea.
That's amazing, and it's the right move. As much as you get robbed of that great wedding, you got to move on with your life here. I mean, I don't know what's going to be July. I mean, I
hope he said that they'll
fine.
Have a big party at some point when everything is healthy.
Not the big party, but the whole idea is not to have the big party. The whole idea is to get your life started together. And if we learned anything during this pandemic, that life is precious. So let's put it together. Good job.
How do you like this guy? He's a different guy, Peter. Life is precious. You ever thought you'd hear that come out of his mouth?
I don't understand. Don has become a different man.
What kind of, you painted me into being some animal.
You are an animal. I'm not painting you. I mean, that's why people love you. You're an animal. Look at this. Look at this. Fix it. I mean, this is the stuff that came out of your mouth.
Look now at this garbage you're saying.
Yeah. I watched that yesterday. I was alarmed.
You looked at what yesterday?
Nice, yeah.
I watched a video of that, and I said, this guy really is he's close to losing his mind there.
Listen, I'm accepting my role.
I'm a little annoyed that Michael just said, we have legitimate breaking news that could put ENN on the map.
Right.
I'm happy for Ryan. That wasn't legitimate breaking news.
Ryan's a big-time broadcaster in this country. He got married.
No, I understand that, but put ENN on the map. It's already on the map. It's bold type.
Thank you.
And you also suggested that was whatever this breaking news was going to be would be continued to be the topic the rest of ENN. It's over now.
No, I didn't say that. It was a quick piece of news.
It's unbelievable what you've done.
We haven't even mentioned the big story, but go ahead.
What are you considering the big story?
I have faith that you'll have it here.
You do or don't?
I think you're betting on the wrong horse right now.
Wait, are you talking Jeff Lunau?
Lunau.
Oh.
I don't say Lunau. I say Lunau.
His name is pronounced Lunau.
People say Lunau.
People that are wrong.
Say fired. All right, continue, Peter.
Well, what do you think is the major story then?
I think that we got it. We can't go the whole show without mentioning Alex Trebek. We can't do it.
I mentioned him earlier.
I don't think you did.
No. I did. Are you listening to the show? It's a good show. It's a great show.
Well, how do we not continue on? When did you mention it?
Peter, you heard me mention it earlier, right?
No.
I don't know if you did.
I did.
Well, let's take a moment then. We did lose Alex Trebek at 80 over the weekend, the forever host of Jeopardy, an iconic broadcaster, the perfect mix of diction, clarity, sarcasm, intelligence. He had it all. He was really a perfect broadcaster.
Big sports fan, too. Big hockey
teams.
Fan.
Somebody sent on something on Twitter that I guess one of his first jobs was like narrating the Maple Leafs championship like film.
In 66, from
1967.
Yeah.
Have you ever met him?
Nope.
Very close to Rod Gilbert. Matter of fact, Roger Barak tweeted out him being mentioned on Jeopardy because there was a guest that was said he was a big Ranger fan. He's like, who's your favorite Ranger? Roger Barak. Oh, we're very good friends.
Mm. Yeah, really, really sad.
DK Subban had a tweet with a picture of him. Sidney Crosby had a tweet with a picture with him.
He was a big Laker fan. Always went to Laker games, had season tickets.
Big, whoever replaces him, the intelligence level, right, Peter? I mean, just to be able to pronounce during those questions.
I don't know if you guys have heard this yet. Have you heard who's they're saying is one of the candidates to take the job?
I have heard a couple, yes.
Bob Wischusen.
That's not true.
No, because then there'd be no time to answer.
How dare you? A lot of fish questions, though.
A lot of fish questions.
No, a lot of
George
Jets.
Stephanopoulos is supposed to be.
Well, he wants it, and there's some rumors it could be Ken Jennings, the guy who won all those millions at Jeopardy.
Too smug.
But that doesn't mean you'd be a good host.
Too smug.
You're going with smug on Jennings.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You're talking about Greg Jennings, the former receiver?
No. Ken Jennings, the former Jeopardy champion.
I got to tell you something, Michael, speaking of broadcasting. You not watching the morning show is a travesty. How good it is in our field. It's seriously, I'm not just, I know you don't care
but
what I think.
It's on Apple TV, right?
Yeah.
Michael,
tell
them
why, Don.
$4.99 a month. Michael can't afford it.
Nope.
Louis Riddick, our very own, it will be calling the Jets-Patriots game tonight, and he said earlier on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin that the Jets have already failed Sam Darnold.
It's such a fail, man, on so many different levels in terms of what has happened to this young man since he's come into it. And he's 23. He's 23 years old, and people are like, well, maybe they should just go ahead and tank for Trevor and send Sam on down the road, as if Trevor wants to come into that kind of situation, or as if Trevor, like he's all of a sudden would just be the answer, meaning Trevor Lawrence. There's so many other things that they have to do to get this place heading in the right direction for any quarterback to have a chance.
I mentioned this earlier, and it didn't get much traction with either of these two, but you look at what the Dolphins have done over the same stretch of time as Gase has been with the Jets, and it's so different. You look at the Dolphins, they're heading in the right direction. You look at Flores, you go, that's a good coach.
Well,
and now Tagovailoa, even Steve Young said, he's got it. And that's after two starts. Sam's been playing 3 years now.
Well, that's a team that had a quality second half and built off of it. The Jets had a quality second half last year and fell flat on their face.
Now, if you want to also maybe have some company when it comes to being terrible, at least for one night, you could talk to a Bucs fan. Because last night, in what was supposed to be the big Sunday night showdown between Brady and Breeze, it turned into an absolute disaster. The Bucs were never in the game. Brady threw the ball to the other team three different times, 38-3. Let's hear from the Bucs head coach, Bruce Arians.
Second half, I thought we got to turn over and we don't score a touchdown. I thought that kind of was end of it right then and there. And, I mean, I'd give New Orleans credit. They kicked our ass in every phase.
Yeah, they did. Twice now.
In their own building, too. Jeez.
I mean, it was disgusting.
Well, not in front of them.
And you thought you were getting a fun game last night, and it was just absolute garbage. Steelers moved to 8-0 for the first time.
They tried to lose, though.
They did. Minkah Fitzpatrick knocked away a pass in the end zone for the second week in a row for the Steelers to hold on to that 24-19 win over the Cowboys in Dallas. A beautiful pick by me if you were rolling with me.
Guaranteeing them, Peter, 14 consecutive years without a losing season.
Did you see the one stat, though? The Steelers' chance of winning the division, like the percentage that they give, is 72%. The Eagles' chance of winning the East is 77%. The Eagles, who are terrible, have a better chance of winning their division than an 8-0 Steelers team.
Well, remember, that 8-0 Steelers team has to deal with the Ravens as well, who beat Indy yesterday and remain undefeated on the road. That'll do it for ENN on this abbreviated Michael K. Show on a Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.